My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel of today is on the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple, which was carried out by Mary and Joseph. And during this presentation, remarkable things happened. The old man Simeon sang his Nunc Dimittis. The Nunc Dimittis of Simeon was an act of adoration. There are three acts of adoration described in the early life of the divine child. And they are: the shepherds adored, Simeon and Anna, the prophetess, adored, and the three wise men from the east adored. The family should be our first source for love, acceptance, and support. And for us to have this, there must be unity in the family. But unfortunately, some people sometimes do certain things that destroy the core of family relationship. And according to Magdalena Barros, there are six big mistakes that destroy the core of family relationship and unity. And they are: number one, insults and criticisms. Words carry weight. Any word that is said to a family member that is not proper pains. We should avoid using words that are not proper to any family member at all. And let us remember that when you criticize a member of a family, and you're also one of the members, you are also criticizing yourself. According to a man called Frank Outlaw, he says, mind your thoughts before they become words. Mind your words before they become actions. And mind your actions before they become habits. Mind your habits before they become your character. And mind your character before it becomes your destiny. Another thing that destroys the core of the family relationship or unity is gossip. Gossip is destructive. If you have any problem with any member of your family, go to the person and discuss it. Discuss the issue with the person. Resolve the issue with the person. Do not carry the name of the person around, trying to tell people how bad a member of your family is. That is not good. That destroys the unity we have in the family. It was Eleanor Roosevelt that said, small minds discuss persons. Average minds discuss events. And great minds discuss ideas. Which group do you belong to? Do you belong to small minds that discuss persons, or average minds that discuss events, or great minds that discuss ideas? And according to a man called Tupac, he says, do not sit at table where they discuss others, because when you get up, we add the next topic. Another thing that destroys the core of family relationship or unity is lack of inclusion. When you don't include certain people in the family, when you have activities, family activities, you have to reach out to everybody, give everybody invitation whenever you have anything to do in the family. Do not say, whenever we give invitation to this Mr. A, he doesn't show up. No, in order to avoid ill feelings, give invitation to everybody. Be inclusive in your invitation. And that will solve the problem. Another thing is deception and lies. If you are not honest with the members of your family, now, who can you be honest with? Deception and lies should be avoided, not only within the family circle, but outside the family circle. We have to say the truth always. Truth will set us free. And let us be honest with one another. Another thing is failure to accept differences. God created us differently. The talent God gave to A is not the talent He gave to B. But we have to accommodate one another. We have to accommodate, accept, or manage one another's shortcomings. We have to support one another in the family to maintain that unity. And the final one is, when you cannot apologize and you cannot forgive, is a big problem in the family. It doesn't support family unity. We have to show forgiveness. We have to apologize. Whenever we err, we have to apologize to one another. It was Mahatma Gandhi that says that forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. The weak cannot forgive. We have to forgive. It's very necessary. Then I conclude this reflection with this short story. An ENT specialist doctor once said to his patient, he says, I'm going to give you a little test. Then he said to the young man, if I take off one of your ears, what would happen? The young man says, I wouldn't hear half as well. Then the doctor says, okay, suppose I took off both ears off. Suppose I took both ears off. What will happen? The young man says, well, I wouldn't be able to see. The doctor says, how do you mean? What do you mean? The young man says, I wouldn't have anything to hold up my glasses with. So, you see, like the body has so many parts, and these parts have functions. But in order to see that the body functions well, the parts have to come together so that the body will function well. Likewise, in the family, we are created differently. We have different functions. For the family to function well, then we have to come together and maintain that unity. Without the unity, the family may not function well. So for us to have this unity, Let us come together as a family. When we are talking of family, we have individual families. We have the family of St. Bruno. We are one family. That's why when the priest comes up here, he says, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Where do you say that? Apart from the family. That's why we say, my brothers, you are my brothers and sisters, because we belong to one family. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.